Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer, please. Father, we thank you that we can come to you at any time. We thank you for the access purchased by your blood, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace in order to find help in time of need, in order to obtain mercy. And so, Lord, guide these minutes this morning that we're together, and may our prayers be effective as they are led by you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're continuing with application after application in the book of Numbers, and we go a chapter at a time, and we have almost every chapter we've been in recently has been the same problem. It's man's rebellion, and today we have another dose of man's jealousy. I think we want to go back one step further, really, to pride. Out of pride comes jealousy. Out of jealousy comes envy. Out of envy comes rebellion. And today we have Korah's rebellion, chapter 16. And the good thing about this particular chapter to me is the love and faithfulness shown by Aaron and Moses in, rather than just wanting to have God wipe out the children again, coming to the point of interceding for them. And it's so encouraging to see how, even though they get all of the complaints from the people and the people want to kill them, they're praying for the people. And so turning it over to the Lord. So when we have these problems from others, the best thing is to turn it over to the Lord, as we will see this happening today. And I thought, I was trying to find a hymn that really kind of captures today's study, and I really couldn't find one. But I came back to the children's choir, God will take care of you. And so God did take care of Moses and Aaron once again, and of the children of Israel, and he will take care of us. So let's just sing this song. And I know all of you love to hear children's voices, so we're here at children's voices today. You can just listen, or we can sing, and our little Sophia can sing along too if you'd like. Past chapters, we had the people complaining about no meat. We had the jealousy and envy of Miriam and Aaron over Moses back in chapter 12. In chapter 13. Last week we had the spies and the people's unbelief and the problems that that caused. And moving on in today to chapter 16, we have this well-known rebellion called Korah's rebellion against Moses and Aaron. Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Levi. So Levi had three sons, as you know, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Kohath had four sons, Amram, which Moses and Aaron came from, and that will be the priestly line, and then Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Well, Izhar is the brother of Amram, so that makes Korah and Moses and Aaron and Miriam cousins. So here is a cousin rebelling against another cousin. And we see he has others join him. He has Dathan and Abiram, their sons of Eliab, and On, the sons of Peleth, the sons of Reuben. So the main guy here is Korah, and he's joined by a couple of other guys from the tribe of Reuben. Now, always when you have protesters or discord sowers, they like to surround themselves with as many people as they can get so they can have a bigger formidable foe to come against whatever they're coming against. You see that still today, of course. And it says 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. So they're joined by 250 of the top dogs there in this 1.5 to 2 million people, however many it is. And they gather together against Moses and Aaron. Again, they say what? Out of jealousy, you take too much upon yourselves. Every one of us is holy. Why are you pretending to be the prince and the king over us, exalting yourself above the assembly of the Lord? So Moses hears it. It doesn't say he even gets angry. He just fell on his face. That's always good when you get somebody really punching you in the nose. If fall on your face before the Lord in a sense. And so he speaks to Korah and all his company, saying, tomorrow the Lord will show it. So notice what he does here. He doesn't intervene personally. He turns it over to the Lord. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to let the Lord decide. You say you should be a priest? Now, in Izhar's line here, they are not the priests. They're Levites, so they take care of the tabernacle, but only through Amram's line, only through the line of Aaron will the priesthood come. What that means is not all Kohathites are priests, but all priests are Kohathites. Not all priests are all the priests are from the line of Amram, where Moses is from, because it says he'll make the priests from the line of Aaron. So Moses, of course, you know the story. He says, stand before the tabernacle tomorrow, bring your censers, and we'll let God decide, right? So the next day, Dathan and Abiram don't show up. And they even furthermore say, we won't come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us? Now, they're calling Egypt a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, boy, that is really a statement, isn't it? They forgot all about their slavery. And then they're blaming Moses for not bringing him into the land when they were the ones, through their unbelief, refused to come in, right? Always blame somebody else. You'll pretty much always see these discord sowers. And God says what in Proverbs? He says, six, yes, seven things I hate. And the last one on the list is those who sow discord. So those who sow discord, God hates. And they're always usually blaming somebody else for everything, and they usually get the blame wrong here. So they're blaming him for bringing him up out of a land of milk and honey, which is a land of slavery, was Egypt. And then they're saying he didn't bring them into the land. And now he says, what, will you put out the eyes of this man? Now this makes Moses angry. He says in verse 15, to the Lord, do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I hurt one of them. Remember, Samuel said pretty much the same thing when they wanted a king, and they kind of rebelled against him. And God says, they're not rebelling against you, they're rebelling against me. So Moses says to Korah in verse 16, tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord, you and they, as well as Aaron, let each take his censer and put incense in it, and each bring his censer before the Lord. So you want to be priests? Okay, practice like a priest tomorrow. See how it goes. So the next day, Korah gathered all the congregation against them. So here's the ringleader still rebelling at the door of the tabernacle meeting. And notice this. the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. The glory of the Lord, 37 times in the scripture. We have it 6 times in the book of Exodus. We have it 5 times in the book of Moses. And every time there's a big confrontation in Numbers and in Exodus, then the glory of the Lord appeared. The glory of the Lord appears to all the congregation, and the Lord speaks to Moses. Now I'm going to wipe these people out. Again, he's mad. Separate yourselves from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. So God wants to wipe them out once again. And rather than say, okay, Lord, pry them out. They deserve it. I mean, over and over and over and over and over and over again, they're coming against us, coming against you. And notice in verse 22, then they, Moses and Aaron, fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation? That's a remarkable prayer, isn't it? How quickly do you go to prayer for those that are really exhibiting hatred toward you and hatred toward the Lord? Usually we want to just say, Lord, what are you waiting so long for? Come and wipe them out. Come and wipe them out. Come quickly, Lord. Well, we might do what Moses and Aaron did here, is intercede for them. Pray for their souls. They are so far lost. So the Lord speaks to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation. Get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram. So now they go to their tents because they won't come in. And the elders of Israel followed them. And he spoke to the congregation, depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the doors of their tents with their wives, their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them on my own will. If these men die naturally, like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens up its mouth and swallows them, with all that belong to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split open under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men of Korah with all their goods. Now, we're told in Numbers 26:11 that repeat of this, but then it says, but Korah's children were not killed. So God didn't wipe out the children, but he wiped out the rest of them. Now, there's this 250. You'll see what happens to them in verse 35. And a fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. So now we have Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and their families, excluding the children, swallowed up. And we have the 250 who had kind of joined them as ringleaders are killed by the fire. So then we go on, and that's the end of that. The people are afraid. But the next day, notice this. This is so amazing to me. On the next day, all the congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of the Lord. How would you like to lead that group? You think you got problems in your own little group? My, oh, my, oh, my. Now it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron. How are they coming against them again the very next day? That they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. The second time in today's study, we have the glory of the Lord appearing. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting, and Moses spoke to the Lord, get away from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. Same thing that he said the day before. And they fell on their faces. So Moses said to Aaron, take a censer and put a fire in it from the altar, put incense on it, and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them, for the wrath has gone out from the Lord and the plague has begun. Then Moses took it as Moses commanded. Aaron took it as Moses commanded, ran into the midst of the assembly. Already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people. He stood between the dead and the living. That's an interesting statement. Are you standing between the dead and the living? If you're praying for the lost, you're standing between the dead and the living. So he stood between the dead and the living, so the plague was stopped. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700 beside those who died in the Korah incident. So we know 250 plus some others died. So that's about 15,000 people died in that incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had stopped. We see the importance of intercession there. Moses and Aaron in today's study twice, instead of having the nation of Israel wiped out, they interceded for them. So how much more should we be interceding for the lost, right? And the ones who are the Lord's as well, for them to be fruitful and guided by the Lord and protected. We've got time to pray now. Let's be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit. Let's keep our prayers short so everybody can pray. And then we'll close today by breaking into little groups again so everybody have a chance to pray. Father, we just thank you for this study, and we see over and over again the jealousy and how hideous that is and how it leads to so many wrong things, including rebellion. And so, Lord, help us in these areas and help us to pray, to intercede, even as Moses and Aaron would have interceded there for their brothers and sisters who were facing death, really. And Lord, we have those around us who are not yet yours, and we want to pray for them, as well as other things you would put on our heart this day. So lead us now in this time of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.